Hi, this is Tony from Eco Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Llewellyn Palser, the MD and co-founder of the Recruitment Council. Llewellyn, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you for the intro, Tony. I appreciate your time and interest in our business.
Yes, very interesting business, especially the fact that you are focusing on the financial services sector. But before we start about the business, just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and so on. How did you end up in recruitment and where you are now with the business?
I'm the managing director of the business. I grew up on the East Coast in Durban. Throughout my early days of my career, I was inducted into corporate. I worked for some big players in technology, as well as one of the largest listed recruitment firms in Africa. I've also been instrumental in setting up new divisions and starting up new companies. I really enjoyed my time in corporate and had great success and milestones. However, my calling was always to start my own entrepreneurial journey, and hence the Recruitment Council was birthed.
Great stuff, man. So when it comes to the business, I mean, focusing on financial services, it's quite big, etc. Maybe you can just tell me, what is your particular focus with the business?
Great question, Tony. Thank you very much. Well, we focus on the financial advisory sector. So if you have a FSP license with the FSCA, we will consider doing business with you. We are a hyper-specialist recruitment firm, and we intimately understand the recruitment and talent acquisition needs FSPs are faced with on a daily basis in South Africa. I'd like to give the audience an indication of the type of roles that we focus on. Some of them are wealth specialists and CFPs, CFAs and paraplanners, onshore and offshore financial advisors, as well as the short-term space. We recruit and place nationally commercial and personal line advisors. We also recruit independent brokers, independent employee benefit consultants. We also have a strong presence in the banking space. At a senior level, we recruit sales managers and heads of divisions. And at an executive level, CFOs and CEOs. And we also have quite a great presence in the fiduciary and the estate planning space as well.
Okay. So in terms of, you know, your unique value proposition, what is it that makes you different from, for instance, just a recruitment, normal recruitment company having somebody focus on financial services?
Well, Tony, there are over 3,000 recruitment firms in South Africa. And this is proof that recruitment firms and recruiters really do add exceptional value to various sectors and to our economy in South Africa. However, we did our due diligence for 2 years, and we decided to pioneer a hyper-specialist recruitment firm to serve a neglected niche within the broader financial services industry. And we have been a first to market. On paper, a candidate might look great insofar their qualifications and their background, but what makes us truly special is a highly skilled team of recruiters who know how to dig deeper, ensuring that we take into account the unseen candidate requirements. And I just want to share some of these requirements with you that are really important to the success of some of our candidates. That being a barrier to entering the financial planning industry, class of business, DOFA requirements and data first appointment, supervision, fits and proper requirements, and most recently, continuous professional development points, known as CPD points as well. And this is what really sets us apart from the rest.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So that said, I mean, it is early days, but in terms of the reception, what has the response from the market been? And how do you see people using the Recruitment Council and its benefits so far?
We really consider ourselves a strategic growth partner alongside our loyal clients. We have been directly instrumental in assisting a number of organizations with their expansion strategy. So adding value to a client's growth appetite has been key to our success. and is at the real core of our goal. We really have been encouraged by how well-received our offering has been, and the feedback has been really positive.
Oh, that's brilliant, man. I think it's high time that we do have somebody or a company like yourself in this industry to focus and to develop, help people develop those skills, not just the skills needed, but also the skills needed in terms of recruitment and upping that professionalism in the industry. So I think it's a good pitch. So yeah, good luck, and we're going to track where you're going and speak to you again in a while to see, and then maybe we can focus a bit more on the skills itself in the industry and what sort of shortages you see, what type of skills you see developing, and the needs and that sort of thing, where the focus of the industry is in terms of skills. But that for a next discussion. Thanks, Luan.
Okay, it will be an absolute pleasure to share with the CoverMag audience a little bit more about the ins and outs of recruitment, as well as the ins and outs of recruitment in the financial advisory sector. And I look forward to chatting further to you. And thank you for your time, Tony.